proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. In our series about the names of God, we turn to the name El Emunah. The noun Emunah is a form of the Hebrew word Aman, translated as support. The word Aman appeared in the 22nd chapter of the book of Isaiah, with reference to someone being fastened, as it were. Fastened like a nail to a location. Used in a figurative sense, Aman denoted an act of belief or trust in something or someone. For instance, we read in the 15th chapter of Genesis that Abraham, quote, believed, unquote, believed Aman in the Lord, and it was counted to him for righteousness, unquote. Emunah was most frequently employed metaphorically, used with regard to describing faithfulness. God labeled Moses in the 12th chapter of the book of Numbers as a servant who is, quote, faithful, Emunah, faithful, in all mine house, unquote. In the 27th chapter of Proverbs, Solomon declared that, quote, faithful, Emunah, faithful are the wounds of a friend, unquote. The element of certainty in the word Emunah was displayed in the 19th Psalm, when the psalmist wrote that, quote, the testimony of the Lord is sure, Emunah, making wise the simple, unquote. In other words, the testimony of God is certain, can be relied upon, can be trusted. Several times in the book of Psalms, the term Emunah was used in connection with God's commandments or his statutes. Again in Psalm 19, the author wrote that the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The author of Psalm 119 wrote these phrases about the word of God. Quote, all thy commandments are faithful, Emunah, and thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. Again, the use of the word Emunah. One of the most outstanding characteristics about God relates to his commitment to stand by the mandates he decreed. The expression El Emunah, God of faithfulness or the faithful God. El Emunah occurred in the 7th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. In that portion of scripture, Moses instructed the Israelites to quote, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God. And the term translated faithful God is El Emunah. God had told the descendants of Jacob that he would give them their own territory for a homeland. Because of the Israelites' disobedience, though, God had to suspend the fulfillment of that promise for a period of 40 years, until all the men who had sinned against him at Kadesh Barnea had died out. That is to say, all the men except for Joshua and Caleb. Perhaps this second wave of Jewish settlers had doubts about whether God would still keep his promises. By referring to God as El Emunah, Moses reminded them that God would still do what he had said he would do beforehand. They could trust in God to keep his promise. They need not worry themselves about walled cities. They need not worry themselves about giants in the land. God would be with them because he remained faithful to his promises. And Christians can depend upon God to be faithful to his promises, too. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.